It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today my heart is asking God the question, why this way? In other words, what is the point of all of these experiences now? Now, I do have a little reservation about this because as we're taught, you know, you're not to question God, but there are some things on my heart that I do believe we can go to Him with. And so, like everybody else, I'm getting ready for the holidays. But in the last 3 days, my car, my refrigerator, and my heater upstairs have all gone on the blink. And there's a part of me that's saying, really, God, what next? And I remember a conversation that I had with a girlfriend who said, I used to say really God all the time. And then finally, I got to a point where I saw God as a driver in a sense. And, you know, I just began to trust that He was driving me through various experiences, some of which I didn't understand at the time, but I had to trust that they were for my good. And she said, I stopped asking. I had much fewer questions and my trust in God only deepened. And when I think about trust, I think about Daniel in the Bible. No matter which street of adversity he was driven down, so to speak, his faith and trust in God only deepened, no matter whether he starts out denying the king's diet because he saw his body as the temple of God, who refuses to worship a gold idol, and ultimately into the lion's den. As his adversity escalated, so did his trust in God escalate. The scripture today is James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. So today, rather than question, I will trust. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.